You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast where we'll be looking ahead to the second day of the William Hill Air Gold Cup meeting. The feature race coming up at 4:15 there. They've got a listed contest. It's also the Bronze Cup on the card. We've also got good flat action at Newbury with the Dubai Duty Free Cup. That's a listed event at 4:25. Two jumpers for you to enjoy as well at Newton Abbot and Hexham. And we're over the Irish Sea at Listowel as well on Friday, so plenty to enjoy in the company of Andy Jones, Rory Delaghi and Craig Forsyth. But ahead of all that, my name is Sam Norris, and joining me on today's edition of the podcast to cast his knowledgeable eye over the action is Chris Pimrott. How are you, Pimmers?
Oh, very good afternoon to you, Sam. I'm absolutely tickety-boo and looking forward for this conundrum that you've given me in the shape of the Bronze Cup.
I like to keep you on your toes, Pimmers.
Goodness gracious, you're
lucky,
me. You're
lucky the decks have come out. That was 177 runners this morning, that was.
Was there? Yeah, waiting to go. Yeah, well, again, it's interesting that last year it was won by Exposed off a mark of 82. He wouldn't have got in the race this year off 82.
Wow.
84's the bottom.
The cut-off.
Yeah.
That's good news then, isn't it? I suppose,
well, it just shows how
quality's increasing, yeah.
And 84, you know, you've got a nice horse at 84 and you're only running for the Bronze Cup.
Yeah.
And
right.
I just hope that the Cup doesn't have to go back because a pal of mine owned Exposed last year.
Oh, really?
And certainly the Cup would not be in any fit state to give back. That is for sure.
A couple of beverages being drank out.
Correct,
of
that. Yeah.
Oh dear, Pimmers. But William Hill sponsored as well for the
exactly.
For the four-day meeting.
Is this going to be a thing of the past? Bookmakers sponsoring races.
Absolutely.
God blimey, whoever came up with that thought has gone crackers, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know.
And we've sent a few of the listeners down there, haven't we? Courtesy of the various competitions we've been running. There'll be a few of our regulars down there.
Is there really?
Yeah.
All right, well, Gordon Brown will be there.
Bruni will be there, yeah.
I think even the old footballing lad. What's his name? Robbie Babbage.
Robbie Savage,
yeah, that's him. He's there at Ayr as well. So, all our lucky winners will be able to meet the celebs in person.
They will. You're not making the trip yourself, Pimmers.
No, I don't go as far as that on my holidays. Never mind to go racing. Cool, blimey.
But one fixture that isn't on today, just ahead of racing, we're looking forward to obviously Pontefract and Yarmouth, but the Yarmouth card had to be abandoned yesterday after just four races, and it's been called off again today on Thursday as we record this podcast. They've had a problem before with the weather, haven't they, Pimmers?
They have indeed, yeah, and it seems to be haunting them again, that is for sure. Jockey's not happy, trainer's not happy, and to be fair, you know, it's obviously got some big issues that need sorting out. And, you know, the jockeys and the trainers saying it was a health and safety issue. We've got to listen to their thoughts on that. And, Yarmouth have got quite a bit of work to do to get things right there, I think.
Adam Kirby in particular was pretty appalled by the conditions, wasn't he? I mean, to have two horses slipping on the line, I mean, that's not right, is it?
No, not right at all. Not right at all. And, again, maybe they've just rushed it.
Yeah.
Not giving it time to settle and bed in and do whatever. But, we'll watch this space. But I don't think... I don't think it's looking good for Yarmouth at the moment.
No, it's not. And hopefully we can get them back racing. So we've been plagued a little bit by the weather this week. Obviously, it's good racing at Listowel all week, but it was rained off earlier in the week.
Oh, dreadful, wasn't it? Early days. I mean, here in Yorkshire on Tuesday, non-stop rain. It was drastic. And we have the river runs next to our land right to the very top this morning. Right to the top.
So we need
a dry day just to let it go away.
Won't be affecting the all-weather at Chelmsford, though, Pimmers. I know
you'll be relieved
to hear that.
Fantastic, yeah, lovely. In fact, to be honest, Chelmsford needs some rain.
Yeah.
It's been riding a bit loose and a little bit deep, so a bit of rain will really bed it in a bit and make it that little bit less kickback.
Yeah, nights are drawing in, so we've got these nighttime cards where there's nothing else on. We've just got to wait for...
But you can
dedicate the full half an hour to looking forward to the next race
looking
at Chelmsford.
Looking towards it, yeah. But again, I think there's a little bit of a negative re-Chelmsford that possibly... The talent spotter,
yeah,
Ken Pitterson, he might not be able to make every meeting during the winter months.
No.
So that's going to be a blessing for the listener.
depends which side of the coin you come on, whether you're Team Pimmers or Team Pitterson.
I think if you're Team Pitterson, you need to go and get some therapy.
Oh, dear, you're terrible. Could we just have one podcast where you don't badmouth KP?
No,
not possible. Well, we'll move on then to take a look at some of the action on Friday. Obviously, it's the second day of the William Hill Air Gold Cup meeting. And we've got three races to bring you from Air. We'll also be taking in the listed events at Newbury. But we'll start with a nursery coming up at 2:30 at Air. Six further on the trip for this Class 2. 18 of them down to go to post. And a couple of horses in decent nick here, Pims.
Oh, yeah, one or two coming to the race on the back of good form, that is for sure. Richard Farr, he's represented by three. Keith Dalgleish has got three in there, so plenty of ammunition from the two trainers that are in real good form at the moment. Top weight Sarich, I think, is interesting. Ran really well in success last time out. Newbury, that was over five. Steps up to six tomorrow. Again, possibly the ground won't be quite as testing as it was at Newbury on that occasion. But again, he did it in the fashion of a nice horse. Races off a mark of 92 tomorrow. Despite that burden, he's got to have a big, big chance, Sarich. I thought Forever a Lady was interesting. She's been running fairly well of late. Again, just got beaten in a filly stakes at Chester last time out. She's fairly unexposed, having only gone to post on three occasions, so she could be a player. Dodgy Bob wears the pieces for the first time tomorrow for Kevin Ryan and Graham Lee. And the other horse that I thought was interesting was Shadow Game, who has had plenty of runs for a two-year-old, but managed to get his head in front last time out. That hopefully will avoid his confidence. And again, he could be an interesting one running off a mark of 77. But 18 of them going to post. You can go each way in the first four home. Hopefully they all stand the ground. So if you want to look for a little bit of value, then it should be there. How's the draws going to pan out? I'm not quite sure tomorrow. The winner in this race last year came out of stall number 11. In some of the sprints later on, you had to be really high to pay advantage of that stands rail. So, again, that's a little bit of an unknown for us. But I'm going to take a couple against the field here. I'm going to take Sarich coming out of box number 3 and Joe Fanning and Shadow Game coming out of number 1. So I'm hoping the trend has gone to low rather than high.
Okay, a couple to think about there for Pimmers. Both last time out winners, of course, as well, Sharij and also Shadow Game in that 2:30 contest at Air. We'll move on then to one of the features on Friday. This is, of course, the Bronze Cup. It's a handicap over at 6 furlongs. 25 of them are down to contest it. And again, a couple of horses arrive here in winning fashion, but on the other side, there's some who aren't in the best of shape.
Yeah, there's one or two that you could put a line through, I'm almost certain, because they've been fairly negative in the last couple of outings. But you've got, again, the other side of the coin, where you've got Gramercy from the Fahy Yard, been in top form of late. Jack Garrity takes valuable three off that one. And you've got Signor Piccolo, he's been interesting for the O'Meara Yard of late. Dragon King, he was a winner and takes the £5 penalty tomorrow afternoon for Michael Dodds and Paul Mulrennan. And the other one that wouldn't have got in the race is Grissom, who gets the £5 penalty, and then off a mark of 8, he wouldn't have got in, but with the £5 penalty, races off at that mark now. And again, he could be interested. Annihilated a field last time out at Thirsk. And again, he hadn't seen that winner's enclosure for quite some time. So again, his confidence could be boosted by that. But as I say, very competitive race. Winner came out of stall number 27 last year. Whether you want to think high or low, I'm not too sure. I personally might just take a little bit of a slant one way and the other. So I think if I was going to go for something high-ish, I think we're going to go for the Team Easterby horse Grissom coming out of 14. And if I was going to go for something low, I think I'd go for the top weight Miss Rally coming out of 2.
One from the top and one from the bottom then?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
interesting enough, it's been one from box 27 the last 2 years, actually.
Has it really?
Yeah, it has. And going back to box 25 in 2010... but 2011 from stall 3. So
yeah, and
maybe there's not too much.
And there's only 25 runners, so it's not going to be 27
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, now, well, you say that with certainty.
Yeah, but is that because the safety factor's been reduced, or...?
I wouldn't know. You'd be more privy to such conversations than I was.
It just seems that that'd be the case, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because there were plenty at the early declaration stage for this.
Yeah.
And it's been reduced to 25, but still a good-sized field and some decent runners and a couple to think about as well for Pimmers there. We'll go then to the 4:15 at Air. This one is a listed event. It's the Harry Rosebery Stakes. 5 furlong is the trip for the 16 who are declared for this one. Who did you like the look of?
Oh, God, blimey. This was another mind-boggler, I thought. But I thought Michael Dodds' filly, Eastern Angel, she ran really well in defeat last time we saw her. That was at York, if my memory serves me right, in a Group 2 filly stakes. And again, she's not got quite that same competition up against her tomorrow afternoon. So definitely feel that she's one to go with a big race tomorrow afternoon, Eastern Angel. And the other one that I thought was interesting was the filly trained by Sylvester de Kerr, Dream Destination. She's not overly exposed. It was a Group 3 stakes when she was second last time out at Kempton. And again, she could be an interesting player tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, cool to think about that. Is it Dream Destination getting the nod?
Dream Destination and Eastern Angel, and I'm taking them two against the field. It's not a handicap, so obviously we can't back first four each way, but 16, we can have a little bit of each way if you want to go down that road.
Okay, fair enough. The final race then on today's podcast, we'll move over to Newbury for this one. It's the Dubai Duty Free Listed Stakes, this one over 7 furlongs, 9 runners. We'll go down to post. Who's on the shortlist here?
Well, certainly, if you've got a little bit of time tomorrow, you want to be tuning in at about 4:20, because you'd imagine the talent spotter would be at Newbury tomorrow afternoon. Get his views on these horses for this listed race, that is for sure. And again, very, very competitive race indeed. Hathal looks like he's going to start the race as favourite, supporting the cheap pieces for the first time tomorrow afternoon. He ran really well when he was second and 19 at York behind My Dream Boat. That was a real good run. He raced off a mark of 103. So, again, it's fairly tight on official ratings. Ascription's actually the top-rated horse off a mark of 110. But obviously, this would suit him better than being in a handicap. So he could be interesting from the inform yard of Hugo Palmer. And the other horse that I like the look of was Gelotto, Charlie Hills's runner, who, again, ran well enough in defeat at Goodwood behind Reenie Mathis last time out. So again, fairly competitive fare, that is for sure. But if I'm going to have to place my money and have a bet, it would be on number 5, Hathal.
Hathal then for Aushkab Racing, getting the pick then for Pimmers in that 4:25 contest at Newbury. Just sum up then, please, one more time, your selections for Friday's racing.
Yeah, so here we go. We're starting with that at 2:30. And we're taking a couple against the field. Number 1, Charit, and number 13, Shadow Game. And then in the Bronze Cup, sponsored by William Hill,
absolutely,
I'm proud to say, I'm going to take a couple against the field. Mass Rally coming out of stall number 2, and number 20, Grism, coming out of stall number 14. Moving on to the 4:15, the Rosebery listed stakes. I'm going to again take two against the field, Dream Destination and Eastern Angel. And finally, the Dubai Duty Free listed race at Newbury, post time of 4:25. Going to side with the favourite, Hathal.
There we are, then, thoughts of Chris Pimlas ahead of Friday's racing. And you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. with Andy Jones, Rory Delaghi and Craig Forsyth in the studio for all the action on the second day of the William Hill Air Gold Cup meeting. And we've got Newbury as well in the afternoon with two jumpers from Newton Abbott and Hexham, as well as a mixed card from Listowel. So do join us for all the action from 1:20 on Friday afternoon. Thank you very much for joining me today on the podcast, Pimmers, and best of luck in the battle against KP.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.